Bandwidth and hosting for MegaTech Rage is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone.
Hello, this is Ewan with a new episode of Bagel Tech Rage. Yes, it's your phoning show. It's everything that you want to rant about and all the things that you can feel you want to get off your chest regarding technology. Send us an email at bageltechrage@gmail.com and you can have your say, just like all of the people here today. My rant this week is all about the International Olympic Committee and how bloody stupid they are. Come on, I mean, first of all, you've got Visa being awarded exclusive rights to all of the International Olympic Committee purchases for the 2012 Olympic Games. You cannot buy a ticket unless you've got a Visa card, which is current at the time that they're going to take the money. Because if you use your current Visa card and it expires before the start of the Games, then tough, you're not going to get a ticket. Your allocation will be given to somebody else. And the second thing that's really got me wound up is banning compact cameras with super zooms on them. These things are not going to be anywhere near spottable. There's going to be a real difficult process getting people into the Games. There's going to be huge delays at gates while you go through security. And when you get it out, they're going to look at it and they're going to say, does it say super zoom on the front? If it does, it's gone. If it doesn't, they might let you in. So if you've got a razor blade, get in there and start scratching off all of the things on your camera that say anything at all to do with super zoom and take the model off it as well, and then they'll never know. 2012, the technology could have moved on even further as well, so your iPhone may have super zoom on it by that point. You are stupid, Luddite, draconian morons, International Olympic Committee. The sooner you get rid of you and realise that your customers are the people that you want the money from, get it from them however you can, and don't piss them off this much, because it really isn't worth it. Our first rant from you guys this week is from Sebastian Wedgwood, OBE, I kiss you not.
Hello. Sebastian Wedgwood here. Back in my day as a young whippersnapper, mobile phones had adequate, bordering on decent battery life, and nowadays it seems iPhones and Android battery life seems to be tumbling. We need better battery technology, to the extent where if one can get 3, 4, 5 hours out of one's device, one would say hurrah. It's not the case, I'm afraid. We need bigger, fatter batteries. Come on, manufacturers. Don't fill me with rage. Don't make my knees tremble with anger. Thicken up your batteries. That's all.
Thank you, Sebastian. Really, really insightful. Come on, manufacturers, thicken up your batteries. Our next one was an email sent in by Yay Mayat. He said, hello, Bagel Tech Rage. I'm sending you this email because I gotta let you know how I feel about Apple and their iOS updates. Okay, here's my rant. Yesterday, I updated my iPhone 3GS from 4.2.1 to 4.3.1. I'm a jailbreak user, not because of the intention of using pirated apps, but I just want to release the capability of the iPhone. So I updated to 4.3.1, jailbreaked it straight away, and after a few hours, I started feeling my phone was sluggish. The animation's a bit choppy, and I noticed that memory is kind of hungry, much more than 4.2.1. I'm not pretty sure about the battery life since it's only a day, but I found some users reporting on the forums about battery issues as well. As then I decided to restore to 4.2.1 this evening. After doing all of that with the tricks on my iPhone, getting back to 4.2.1, I hit a really annoying problem. The backups were done in 4.3.1, so therefore I couldn't restore them to the old version, so I'm stuck. What the? I know Apple's trying hard to give the hard time to jailbreak community and all of those things like SHSH blobs and stuff, but come on! These backups are my personal data. I got my pictures from day one, text messages, customization settings, Wi-Fi passwords, etc. Just because I'm one minor version behind, it won't let me back up my own files. It's just like how Sony's treating their console users, isn't it? Yeah, it sucks. Don't shame I agree with you. Jailbreakers should be left alone and let them have it. Our next rant comes from our very own Alex Fox, who missed out on episode 1 last week.
Hi Virgin Media, I'm talking to you. Now, why is it every month, on the dot, you take my money? Now, there never seems to be a problem with that part of your system. On the other hand, though, at least once a month, I seem to have a problem. But where are you when it needs to be repaired? I'll tell you where. On the other side of the world, reading from a script with very little, if any, interest at all in anything I have to say. It's not fair and it's not right. I almost feel as if I bought my Virgin subscription from eBay. You know, it's the sort of, you pays your money and you takes your chances. Well, that's not how it should be in the real world, and it's certainly not for these large amounts of money. So, Virgin Media, pull your finger out, stop reading from a script. When there's a problem, just get it fixed. I don't want any more excuses. I don't want to have to phone up every 10 minutes. I don't want to be told it's not an issue with your network, it must be inside my house. I don't want to go somewhere else. I don't want to start a whole new kettle of fish. Quite frankly, this kettle of fish is bad enough.
Couldn't agree with you more, Alex. Regularly I come home from work and find that Virgin Media's crapped out. The wife stood there going, I can't get online, I can't get online. Someone sometime's going to come out with a better service, but it doesn't look like it's going to be for a while, mate. You're stuck with them just the same as I am. And last but by no means least, I still don't know who he is. He may be upset that I don't, but it's the Canary Wharf Massive.
I was going to talk to you about last week's show, right? Firstly, big up my main man James, the Lion Heart. This guy knows what he is talking about. Also, I has got a patent pending for the Canary Wharf Massive, and my lawyers is looking into an infringement of my published protected. Alright? Apple, if you is listening, I do take checks, but only with a valid guarantee card. Me had a map before Stevie even had his jobs, and I had one when I was a micro gangster in a Slough Gramma Mini. As for the rest of the show, me cool Kyle and his Zuckerberg swagger, as he takes on the FB, aye, you know I's been tagged enough times, and not always on Facebook. Just ask me local Ossifer, and you know Mr. Sanners is right on the mark when it comes to keeping us all safe and sound with the old Spotif, aye? You and Who's Army is steaming right up the podcast charts with his uptown top ranking show. By the way, Yuan, I's well heard that you has never heard me rantings before. You will need to get down with the Cool House Boys. We will be in the dorm after lights out as usual. You guys can also look me up on Facebook. I's the guy that is so cool, I have icicles hanging off me goatee. I looked at the futures market this morning, and it looks like the Bagel Tech Network is becoming just like us. Massive. Until next week's show, big up yourselves and keep it real. From the Canary Wharf Massive. Aye?
I had two emails in the week. I promise you, I have absolutely no idea who that is. If you've got a rant, then you've got three options. First one is to send it to us via email and we'll read it out like we did with Yay Mats. The second one is to send us an MP3 like a few others have done. And your final one is to look at Bagel Tech Rage on Skype, because we've ordered an answer service there and you can leave your rant on the Skype service and we'll record it and stick it on here when we pick it up. Remember, this is the show where we only pay your rants, so it's up to you to pick up the phone, pick up the email, or pick up the microphone and let us know what you've got to say. It's your show now.
Bagel Tech Rage.